With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Georgia nursing student Laken Riley was laid to rest Friday. She was found dead last week on the campus of University of Georgia after she failed to return from jogging. An illegal immigrant from Venezuela with a criminal history is charged in the murder. Her murders reignited focus on the growing illegal immigration crime wave in the United States. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says there's a good chance potential terrorists have been allowed to seep into the country as a result of the president's lax policies at the southern border.
Places that have trouble with terrorism, they're probably here not just to try to take our jobs and maybe commit awful, heinous murders, but commit mass murder in the form of terrorism. Again, it's the natural and logical consequence of Joe Biden's open borders.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, weather in the news as wildfires have hit the state of Texas hard. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says there is total devastation.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone. Completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
Abbott says up to 500 structures have been destroyed. Two large air tankers from Spokane are headed to Texas to help fight the largest wildfire in that state's history. It's a different story out west, where a powerful Pacific storm is expected to drop 10 feet of snow in the Sierras. National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Chiba says the storm will last until Sunday morning.
With the storm, we are seeing some very strong winds, gusting up to 70 miles per hour in some lower elevations and up to well over 100 miles per hour in the higher elevations.
A blizzard warning covers a 300-mile stretch from north of Lake Tahoe to south of Yosemite National Park. This is SRN News. Christians in America need to be prepared to boldly proclaim their faith. That's the view of Jack Hibbs, senior pastor at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. Pastor Hibbs recently addressed attendees at the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention, where he spoke with Lori Tradup of SRN News.
God's truth, God's people, we are the ones right now, and this is what gets me the most excited, Lori. We're the ones that get to stand up against evil at a time like this. I prayed at Congress 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and I guess I wound up blowing up the place. I didn't mean to, but I mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, and now I've been condemned by 26 congressmen and women for praying in Jesus' name. Hey, that doesn't bother me a bit, because you know what? There's no such thing as prayer without the name of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Hibbs adds that America has some sobering days ahead in 2024, but constant prayer will help get us through them. He's just released a new book called Living in the Days of Deception, How to Discern Truth from Culture's Lies. This is SRN News. Problems for America's lobster industry.
The industry is grappling with challenges, including new rules designed to protect rare whales. Members of the industry say they face existential threats from proposed rules intended to protect the North Atlantic right whale and climate change that is influencing where lobsters can be trapped. Data says Maine fishermen's catch of 93.7 million pounds in 2023 was 5% less than the year that preceded it, and the lowest total catch since 2009. John Scott reporting.
Boeing is in talks to buy Spirit AeroSystems, which makes the fuselage for Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. According to the Wall Street Journal, the report on Friday, the companies have held preliminary discussions about a possible sale. Again, Spirit AeroSystems. More details at SRNnews.com.